Just coming up to 8 minutes past eight, and John S. Doyle is here with a look at what it's in today's newspapers.
The photographers braved the weather yesterday for front page pictures. There are enormous volumes of spray on a seawall at Arklow to be seen in Colin Keegan's photograph in the Irish Independent. Huge waves at Carrickfergus in Stephen Henderson's picture in the Belfast Telegraph. Noel Brown in the Irish Examiner captures the foaming high tide in Tramore. There is an apparently calm scene at Ringsend in Dublin in Brian O'Brien's beautifully composed picture for the Irish Times. But the blowing of three palm trees shows the force of the wind. Storm Bram, that is, which left thousands of homes around the country without power last night. In lead stories, The Independent looks ahead to the second half of next year when Ireland holds the presidency of the European Union. The paper quotes the European Council President Antonio Costa as saying he has full confidence in Ireland keeping EU leaders safe when they meet in Dublin next year. In spite of suspected Russian drone activity in Irish skies last week during the visit of Ukraine's President Zelensky. The Times leads with the final report of the Operation Kenova investigation into the activities of the British Army's double agent Steak Knife, widely understood to be the senior Belfast IRA figure Freddie Scapatici. Freya McClements quotes the report as saying that Steak Knife was very well rewarded financially and even taken on holiday by his handlers. The report, she says, lays bare how he was repeatedly protected at the expense of his victims. The Irish Daily Mail, in its main story, says that elderly and vulnerable patients suffering from illnesses such as dementia are facing new monthly fees of up to €50 for drugs in a blister pack. That is, a monitored dosage system in a container that has seven or more labelled compartments. The Irish Daily Star reports that Gardaí have spoken to the prisoner suspected of playing a role in ordering the firebomb attack in Edenderry last Saturday that caused the deaths of four-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his grandaunt Mary Holt. The Examiner leads with the High Court Judge Mary Ellen Ring, who has urged lawmakers and the tech world to crack down on unsupervised access for children to the internet, as she sentenced a teenager who was 13 years old when he sexually abused his six-year-old sister. The paper notes that Australia introduces a ban today on social media for users under the age of 16, the first in the world. Another High Court judge, Brian Cregan, provides the main story for the Irish Daily Mirror, as he dismissed claims of errors made in an earlier judgment jailing the teacher, Enoch Burke, over his repeated trespass at Wilson's Hospital School. As the paper describes it, the judge muted Mr. Burke, who was attending court online from prison, as he went on a rant after watching members of his family being physically carted out of court. In other stories in the Times, Dara Geraghty selects 12 of the best audiobooks for history buffs. In The Independent, John Downing welcomes the publication of the new monolingual Irish language dictionary on folklore Nua Gaeilge, a century overdue project that has now finally seen the light of day, he says. There is a thoughtful piece in The Examiner about the calls to rename Herzog Park in Rathgar, Dublin. Ria Cherniak-Leboff describes herself as a Jew and a lifelong Dubliner. She says that what saddens her is that of all the proud, vibrant Irish Jews who have called this island home, it was Chaim Herzog who was selected for commemoration. She describes Herzog as a man who left post-colonial Ireland at the age of 17 and dedicated himself to another settler colonial project. To hastily rename Herzog Park is to ignore the broader task at hand, says Cherniak-Leboff. But would I prefer that the esteemed Jewish artist, political activist and member of Cumann na mBan, Estella Solomons, had her name immortalised in the public sphere? Certainly.